Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, live Saturday night edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the wiki, the Free Talk Live wiki. It's our brand newest feature, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's neat because it's a kind of open forum. It's an open, not even, it's not a forum, it's like an open digital sandbox. I have no better way of describing this thing. You can go into it and change it, and so can everyone else. It's totally user-modifiable. It's like Wikipedia, but for Free Talk Live. So go and visit it at wiki.freetalklive.com. You'll get the hang of it. You'll figure it out. 800-259-9231. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And I highly recommend, if you're considering joining the Free State Project and you're someone that wants to move sooner rather than later, that you learn about the First 1000 Pledge. And you'll see it. It's right there at the top of their What's New section at freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But we need to go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Still to come tonight, an article actually from a Gallup poll that has said that 20% are libertarian. 20% of Americans, which is good news. But first, we need to talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey.
Eric. What's on your mind?
You wanted a better way to explain what a wiki is, so I thought I'd call in and help you out with that.
Great. Oh, good.
basically, it's a vault of knowledge.
A vault. I like that. Vault of knowledge.
It's,
okay.
The main Wikipedia.com website actually has 900,000 entries in the English version, and
right.
which makes it bigger than the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Wow.
So that's the best way to look at it, is an encyclopedia.
Couldn't it also be a vault of ignorance, though, if it was a bunch of ignorant people using it?
It could be if it was entirely ignorant, but at least on the main Wikipedia site, people...
It's pretty accurate.
It's pretty accurate. If, as a matter of fact, there's a big controversy right now surrounding the main Wikipedia site of staffers for U.S. congressmen going in and editing their entry to make it more...
We heard about
that. Nice for them.
We actually hadn't talked about it yet, but I actually had it in my show prep, just one of those things we just hadn't gotten to. They discovered that the Wikipedia administrators looked at the IP addresses for the people that were editing the congressional pages on there.
It was all staffers.
Right. They found out that the congressional staffers, the kids were going in there changing things to make their congressmen look better, right? Mm-hmm. To remove any sort of critique that might have been posted there or anything like that. They were just totally whitewashing it.
Yeah, so for the first time in the history of that site, they've actually blocked all government IP addresses from accessing the site.
So at least they have to go home and do it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Slow them down a little bit.
Okay, cool. The Vault of Knowledge. The Free Talk Live Vault of Knowledge. The Wikipedia. That's cool.
Now, I did want to, since I was on hold so long, I heard all the talk about the abortion, so I thought I'd give you an interesting and unique look at the take on it.
Okay, we're always looking for a unique take, because pretty much everybody else's take is tried and true.
I'm 27 years old, so the first 26 and a half years of my life, I was pro-life. And then middle of last year, I changed my view to pro-choice.
Why?
So when I say pro-choice, I look at it as the woman has a choice as to whether or not she wants to have sexual relations with a man.
Yeah.
And she understands that the natural progression of that could be a pregnancy.
Could be.
And at that point, the choice has left her hand. That's how I look at it. Now, I'm not going to go pass a law to enforce that on anybody. That's just my personal view. And I've actually had a lot of success using that to persuade other people.
Essentially, he's just saying that he wouldn't pass a law, but he believes
good.
That abortion's wrong.
Right. So you still think abortion's wrong, you just don't think that there needs to be a law against it.
Well, what I'm saying is that the choice doesn't come after the pregnancy is discovered. The choice comes before the pregnancy is discovered.
I see. Because and I've actually made the choice to give myself a vasectomy, so that way it's not the lady's, not the lady's problem anymore.
There you go.
Yeah. So I won't ever have to. Thank goodness, I'll never have to face this abortion issue unless something crazy happens and it reconnects inside there. Mm. Well, we appreciate the call, Eric. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about that, man?
What do I think about what?
The choice. That's the point. You know, should it be all on the woman as far as her spreading her legs, or isn't it, you know, both people that are involved?
Well,
in this?
It's sort of my opinion that inside of the abortion conversation, that men are totally left out. A, men have all kinds of opinions about whether women should get abortions or not, and that mm-hmm. seems kind of crude. And B, nobody seems to care about what I think. I mean, isn't that kid 50% mine?
You would think. 800-259-9231. All right, let's move on.
I can't go to the courthouse and get a legal abortion. I can't extricate myself from that paternity of that child.
Yeah.
But she can go and she can force paternity on me, or she can, in fact, extricate herself from maternity. She's got a lot more choices than I've got, and I don't really like that.
Well, you know, she does have to put up with it for 9 months if she's going to go
through with it. So she should be able to enslave me for 18 years?
You did choose to stick it in.
My choices stopped at that point. Hers went on for another 4.5 months. That's not fair.
Well, life ain't fair, man.
No, it certainly isn't.
800-259.
Whoever told you it was lying.
That's right. 9231. All right, so let's go to the email box here. This one from, you can email the show, by the way, ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read them, but hey, we might. From Danny in Anchorage. Says, hey, guys, in everyday life, I constantly run into people that are libertarians, and they just don't know it yet. When political conversations progress and someone expresses a very pro-liberty opinion, I say, you know what? You're a libertarian. And many times they're either offended or confused. After I explain why, the conversation rapidly ends, and it seems like they immediately disregard the idea that they could possibly be libertarian. My question is this. Why is it that there are so many undiscovered libertarians, and why, when faced with it, do they dismiss the idea? This is coming from Alaska, by the way, where 75% of the state is undiscovered libertarians, that when faced with government intrusion, they just move farther and farther from Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, there's not where else to run to except New Hampshire, perhaps. Again, from Danny in Anchorage. He says he did sign up for the Free State Project, so he will be joining us.
He's one of the people that can benefit from New Hampshire's weather, then.
I suppose so.
You'd be like, whew, it's warm down here.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what do you think? Why are there so many undiscovered libertarians, and when faced with it, why do they dismiss the idea? Have you encountered this?
People yearn to be free, and that's all libertarianism is. It's freedom. So people want freedom for themselves. It's when you start talking about freedom for other people that it gets to be a problem.
Well, I wonder about this, because, I mean, I can't say that I've really encountered this too much, and I've done a lot of political outreach. I mean, I've been to all kinds of different events, everything from gun shows to gay and lesbian pride fest. I mean, I've spanned the gamut of a variety of events, and usually when... Well, what we're doing at these events is giving out the world's smallest political quiz. It's something from the Advocates for Self-Government. You can see it for yourself at theadvocates.org. It's on our links page at freetalklive.com. But you can take the quiz, and it'll chart you as to whether or not you're a libertarian or an authoritarian, which is the opposite of a libertarian. Libertarian believes you should be free to live your life however you want. Authoritarian believes the government knows best how you should live your life.
People are stupid, and they should be told what to do.
Right. And then, so it's not just libertarian and authoritarian. There's also conservative and liberal
as
well. And centrist. So you'll fall in one of those five different categories. And
which, it's kind of different than the normal political paradigm of left and right, you know, liberal or conservative.
I think that...
There's additional stuff to it.
Correct. And I've had people score libertarian that certainly weren't expecting that. They were surprised by it. They thought maybe they should have scored conservative, or they should have scored liberal, but they didn't. And I'll tell you about how they reacted to it and why I think they react that way. Coming up, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on that or anything else. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. Whatever's on your mind goes. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of stuff. It's all for free, including the archives, months worth of the show. We give it all away to you right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we're in the middle of an email right now from Danny, in Alaska. And he says that he puts the libertarianism in front of people all the time. And frequently he encounters people that, well, after they find out that they're a libertarian, or Danny tells them, well, hey, congratulations, you're a libertarian. They just sort of rebuff him, and they don't believe it. And they walk off because they don't understand.
Well, I don't imagine most of them are too upset. I mean, most of them are probably just confused.
Well, he makes it sound like, he says they dismiss the idea. Those are the words he uses. And he's wondering why that is. Well, as somebody who's done a lot of political outreach in the last 5 or 6 years, I've encountered this before. I have given the world's smallest political quiz to people who have scored libertarian, and they didn't expect it. I mean, when you look at the chart in advance, if you think you're a Republican, you think you're going to score conservative. If you think you're a Democrat, you think you're going to score liberal. And similarly, people are also surprised when they score authoritarian. When they score in an area they didn't expect to, they are shocked by it. And because it's shocking their paradigm right there. Their political paradigm is, well, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I'm a small government conservative. I should score in the conservative area. But I didn't. And it's hard to believe. You know, it's hard for them to understand that they might not be who they thought they were. So you're kind of asking them all at once to accept this whole new idea, this whole new political paradigm that, hey, surprise, you might not be exactly what you thought you were. And that's shocking to people to an extent. And when people are faced with new scary ideas and concepts that they might not be necessarily ready for, well, they're naturally going to back away from it and say, well, there's something wrong with your test. You can't be. You're not right. I'm not a libertarian. I voted Republican my whole. I must be a Republican. I vote Democrat. I'm a Democrat. I'm not a libertarian. You see what I mean? It's just sort of right. Denial. I mean, it's a common human response, right? Denial. You break up with your girlfriend, she's going to go through denial. Dad dies, you're going to go through denial. You find out you're a libertarian, you go through denial. Some people, you know, if it all crashes down on top of you at once, you can't expect. Realistically, Danny, you can't expect to tell somebody, hey, you're a libertarian, and have them say, wow, I've always been waiting for this moment. Somebody has finally told me what it is that I believe. Yes. Thank you, Danny. Thank you for revealing that to me. No one's ever going to respond in that fashion. I mean, at best, they're going to say, oh, that's interesting. Thanks for the info. I'll look into that. And then they'll go and look into it on their own, and maybe they'll come in our direction. And
And political conversations aren't the sort of thing where people turn on a dime.
No, never.
Never. If they do turn, they're going to
turn
after they've had the conversation with you, and you in all likelihood will never even know.
That they turn.
Yeah, that right. They turned. You know, the next time they have the conversation, they'll have thought about it. Their opinion will be different.
That's a good point, especially when you're doing just political outreach to the public. I mean, you'll never know if they come to us or not. It's up to us to just sort of plant the seeds of liberty, to just plant the ideas of pro-liberty, pro-freedom ideas in people's minds, give them the time to sort of allow them to settle in, allow them to think about it. This is a process that you have to go through. It'd be nice if we could just flip a switch and convert people to liberty, but unfortunately, we have to sell them on it. We have to show them how it works best, how they are libertarians, how they have natural libertarian tendencies, and hopefully they'll come to accept that and move towards us. So you can't expect it all to happen all at once. But nonetheless, there is no doubt that there's a large contingent of libertarians. Since he brought it up, let's talk about the Gallup poll survey. This from David Bowes, who is the executive vice president of the Cato Institute. This article actually appeared in the Wall Street Journal. In late January. The Gallup poll's annual survey on government found that 27% of Americans are conservative, 24% are liberal. Up sharply, by the way, because the poll was taken after Katrina, which boosted support for the proposition that, quote, government should do more to solve our country's problems, unquote. Gallup also found, this year as in others, that 20% are neither liberal nor conservative, but actually libertarian. Opposing the use of government to either promote traditional values or to do too many things that should be left to individuals and businesses. Another 20% are populist, which according to Gallup means supporting government action in both areas, which I suppose would be authoritarian.
Yeah, that's authoritarian.
With 10% undefined. Libertarian support spread across demographic groups is strongest.
Interest, I guess.
Libertarian support spread across demographic groups is strongest among well-educated voters. So where are the
libertarians are smarter than your average bear.
So where are the libertarians in politics and the media? Since the Clinton impeachment and the Florida recount, there's been a polarization.
Excellent question.
Congressmen, TV pundits define themselves as red or blue, pro or anti-Bush, partisan Democrat or partisan Republican, and they take rigid liberal conservative positions on Iraq, tax cuts, Social Security reform, gay marriage and abortion. But polls tell us that Americans aren't quite so partisan. With big government conservatives spending money like Imelda Marcos in a shoe store, and big government liberals supporting the Patriot Act, even pro-government populists are represented in D.C. It's the libertarian voters who are the orphans. Democrats stand like a wall against tax cuts and Social Security privatization. Republicans want to ban abortion, gay marriage, and happy holidays. It's not just Congress. In Virginia's recent elections, all the Democrats were tax hikers, and all the Republicans were religious rightists. What's a libertarian to do? The worst aspect of all of this is the oracles who appear on television. You'd think they'd be thoughtful and independent. Yet they're as partisan as the political people.
Yeah, they are.
The typical cable show brings viewers two guests, a liberal and a conservative. You can count on conservative writers to defend everything President Bush does, and on liberal editors to denounce the GOP, no matter what. Of course, it could be that most Americans are, in fact, liberals and conservatives. Maybe Gallup is totally wrong every single year. But the exit polls on Election Day 2004 offer some confirmation. According to those polls, 17 million voted for John Kerry, but didn't think government should do more to solve the country's problems. Also, 28 million Bush voters support either gay marriage or civil unions. Huh? Let me go over that again. 17 million voted for the Democrat, but they don't think government should do more to solve the country's problems. So that means 17 million people voted for John Kerry because they didn't like George Bush. And 28 million people voted for George Bush while they support gay marriage and civil unions, which means they voted for George Bush just because they didn't like John Kerry. That's 45 million people that don't fit into the polarized model that we go by in this country. They seem to have broadly libertarian attitudes. In fact, it's no secret that libertarian voters make up a good chunk of America. But you'd never know it from watching television or listening to our elected politicians, David Bowes, Wall Street Journal. 20% polling, Gallup poll, as libertarian. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to somehow make these people appear? Because they're out there. What can we do to get them the attention that they deserve as far as in the media? Why isn't the media responding to these individuals? Why aren't there more programs out there like ours? Maybe there will be. Maybe we're the very beginning. Maybe we're the tip of the iceberg, us and John Stossel and Penn and Teller and all of these other libertarians that are just now starting to climb on to the old media, to get involved in, you know, radio and television, getting the message of liberty and freedom out there.
Finally, some other voice out there.
Could this be the beginning of the libertarian media revolution? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you, and it's all free. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. One specifically taken to prove that you listen to the show. And it's called Validation. You can learn more about it on the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got, by the way, a new Shrine are going to be going up this weekend.
Really?
Yep. If you're on the updates list, you'll know about it first. So go to the updates list and get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the libertarian media revolution. And maybe I'm totally wrong about this. Maybe this isn't the tip of the iceberg. But gosh, it sure would be nice if it was.
Maybe it's the flash in the pan.
Could very well be. But nonetheless, let's look at the evidence, man. Which, I mean, it is mounting. John Stossel, got to talk about John Stossel because he's just fantastic. He's one of the biggest television news personalities out there right now, I would argue. I mean, he's the anchor for 2020. And it's hard to get bigger than that, right? Friday night, prime time television. Replaced Hugh Downs. I mean, Barbara used to be Barbara Walters. They got a new chick on there now, don't they? I don't know what her name is, but
I don't watch it that often. But I don't
either.
Big deal.
I don't either. But when John Stossel does a special report, I make a point of tuning in because it is so pro liberty. His message is so pro freedom. He doesn't come right out. He doesn't come right out frequently and use the term libertarian. In fact, I don't know if he's ever used the term libertarian on his show. But if you have read his book, he labels himself a libertarian there. There's no doubt about that. His book, which is Give Me a Break, excellent book. He's got another book coming out this year.
Really?
So, obviously, the first one was a success because the publishing company wouldn't give you a second deal if the first one bombed. So, not only is he on television, he's also an influential writer at this point, and he's helping libertarian ideas get out there to the masses on network television, which is awesome. And when, at the same time, when his producers and stuff disagree with him, when he's working amongst a sea of socialists, they still allow him to do his presentations because the response from the viewers is tremendous.
Sure. They don't argue with success.
Right. And it has been tremendous for over a decade. He's been doing his hour-long specials on a variety of programs.
Yeah, I've been agreeing with him for a long time.
Right. And so
a long time.
ABC News, begrudgingly, the socialists that are in charge, this guy's popular, we better put him in 2020 anchor chair and give him some more airtime because it's working. And he's getting the message out there, and he's got a bustling message board. And then you've got Penn and Teller, which are they're just doing a fantastic job with their show BS. Penn and Teller's BS, obviously you can't say the full version of that show because of FCC requirements. But it's a fantastic program. It's on cable, and they outline frequently how inefficient the government is, how silly it can be, and they take more of a fun approach to attacking the government, and it is a great show, and it's definitely something that maybe hits a younger demographic than John Stossel's programming does. So there's two great examples of libertarianism on television, mass media consumption-style libertarianism. Free Talk Live now leading the way for pro-liberty shows on the radio. Of course, Penn Jillette is now on the radio as well, which is good to know. Penn from Penn & Teller.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, gosh, if there's something else I'm missing out there, chime in, 800-259-9231. We're now on a dozen affiliates after a year of syndication. That's only going to go up. Where are we going to be after another year?
And let's not forget that there's been plenty of affiliates that we've been, you know, on for a period of time, and now we're off, so they've heard the message, too. I mean, we've had...
Well, I wouldn't say plenty. There's a few.
And all the little stations that have come and gone?
Sure, sure, sure. Little microcasters and all that sort of thing. So the message is getting out there. I mean, you must... there's no way that I think that anybody who has been in the libertarian movement, in the pro-liberty movement for decades, because it has been around for decades, can you look at the situation we have today and say that we had something similar 10 years ago, 15 years ago,
no.
20 years ago? No. No way. Plus, tie that in with the internet, tie in those mass media outlets for liberty with the internet and the power of, you know, the power promotion that can go on there. And I think that 5-10 years from now, we're going to have some really great talent on the air. Not just us and Penn and Teller and John Stossel, but I think it's going to expand out. You know, more people are going to see that this kind of programming works. That they're going to find out that this resonates, especially with young people. You know, as Generation X and Generation Y, or whatever they're called, moves up and moves on and matures and gets older, we're going to be out there recruiting them to the side of liberty. And then there's going to be new people that are younger than us, Manwich, that are going to come up through the ranks, and they're going to do things like this. They're going to get on the airwaves. They're going to spread the message of freedom and liberty. And it's a catchy message. It is something that spreads. And I'd like to see it spread, you know, like a virus almost, except a happy, positive liberty virus instead of a destructive one. And, you know, this is just my vision. I think it could happen. What do you think, Manwich? You're just kind of sitting there absorbing all
this. I'm of the belief that it is, in fact, growing. I think that the young men are picking up the banner. I mean, there's definitely other demographics, but young men really are into libertarianism.
Right.
And people are hearing the freedom message. I know it's going to happen. I'm confident. That's the reason that I've decided to go to the Free State Project and the reason I signed up for the first 1,000.
Speaking of young men, let's go to the email box from a young man listening to the show, from Bob. He says, "Dear Free Talk Live crew, I want to thank you for the great outlet for my freedom-oriented interests. I've always been a principled libertarian. I just didn't know it."
Wow.
I didn't know that there was a particular group or...
It would be really something to be like a natural... principled libertarian. I mean, usually you sort of grow into that from some libertarian ideas.
Sure. And I was close to being principled when I first started, but I wasn't quite.
I can't even imagine that's true.
Anyway,
okay.
He says, "I didn't know that there was a particular group or name that could be associated with my particular principles, and you gave me the opportunity to associate with this community. I happen to be a Republican who is more socially liberal, mainly because I believe that no one should dictate the behaviors of people through force. I was always attracted to the Republican Party because I liked the idea of keeping the money that I earned. Now I know that the Republican Party is going down the socialist authoritarian path,
yep.
and that it's far gone down that path. So thank you for opening my eyes. I want to address the issue or the idea of freedom for the underage. I am now 18, but I don't want to abandon the issue simply because it doesn't apply to me anymore. When I was a freshman in high school, I was feeling depressed, and my parents took me to a psychiatrist. The doctor prescribed me with some dangerous medications that could possibly kill my liver and have a number of other adverse effects. I decided that my treatment wasn't worth that kind of risk. And so I told my parents that I would stop taking these medications. I was met with a harsh conversation and arguing with my parents, and they told me that because I wasn't an adult, that I didn't have the right to make these decisions on my own, and stated that I would continue to take my medications. Well, I said, I will not take these medications because it's my body, and even if not legally, I have rights. I'm not on any Western medications to this day, even to the point of not using aspirin for headaches, even. I don't mean to limit anyone's right to use Western medicine, just to enforce the importance of personal freedom. I still struggle with depression, but I remedy it not with drugs, but rather by changing my behavior or my environment. I believe that depression is a signal that your brain gives you that tells you to change your surroundings as a natural defense mechanism, and by suppressing these feelings with drugs is more destructive than just dealing with the problem." That's a pretty interesting little insight into depression.
I kind of agree with him. I don't really like the drugs personally, but that's just personal choices. I think people should have the option.
But I like that idea that it's your brain telling you, hey, you're doing something wrong. Something's wrong with your life. Whatever it is, you know, the places you go to, the people you surround yourself with, maybe you should change that instead of popping pills. I like that.
You know, people are sometimes born with bad limbs. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with their body. I mean, you know, sorry.
Yeah, but if you weren't always depressed.
You could be born with a bad brain.
But if you weren't always depressed, then you weren't born with a bad brain, right? More coming back. It is your show, 800-259-9231. Bob's got a few more comments for us. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. The live Saturday night edition. We're inside hour number 3. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts. Over 1,100 people interacting. It's all for free at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of that. We're in the middle of an email from Bob, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Bob says he's a libertarian. He's a young man. He's 18 years old, and he'd always felt the way that he feels, that government's too big and needs to get out of people's lives, but he never knew that he was a libertarian, I guess, until he found us. He says, I'd also like to tell you about my ethics class, where the current issue of the day was the appropriateness of the Confederate flag in public settings.
Wow, that's an interesting conversation, because I really wonder about that one.
I would also like to start out by saying that I don't support what the Confederate flag stands or stood for. What is that? Whatever that means. I mean,
well,
I don't think most
people
know.
It's just whatever he thinks that it stands or stood for.
Yeah. I think most people think that it stood for slavery, or like, yeah, slavery. But no, actually it just stood for the Confederacy, which meant it was a bunch of states that didn't like the Union. That's all it really was.
Well, it would be a strong stand for states' rights, and I would think many libertarians would be supporters of states' rights. One of the large states' rights that the Confederacy seceded over was the right, they felt that they had the right to have slavery. And I would disagree.
Obviously, we don't agree with that.
But I would also pop this out there for anybody who believes that the Confederacy is evil for this, is do you really think that if there had been, if the Confederacy had won the war, do you really think that slavery would be going on today?
No way.
I mean, how many more years do you think slavery would have been going
on? That's a good question.
20? 30? I mean, would we be so much farther behind right now if the Confederacy had won? Because I don't think so.
No, because...
I think you'd see very, very similar stuff.
The marketplace marketplace and competition for jobs would have eliminated slavery eventually, because somebody would have figured out that he could get the best slaves by giving them a little bit of something extra, right? Mm-hmm. And then he'd be able to get them and keep them, and then somebody else would up the ante a little bit more, and over time they would be released from their slavery. In fact, Dr. Mary Ruart addresses that, and she's actually got some evidence of that, but I don't have it in front of me. So let's continue with the email. He says, as a principled libertarian, I naturally said that it's your right to fly the Confederate flag, wear it, or brandish it in any way. That reminds me of the one time you told us on the air, man, which that you saw a black man walking down the street with a Confederate flag t-shirt on.
I've seen more than one black man with a Confederate flag t-shirt on. I'm blown away by it. And, you know, you and I were out one day, and we happened to, it's got to be one of the first times you've seen sunlight in a long time, we happened to be out at a restaurant, and we saw a delivery guy come in with a ball cap on that had a Confederate flag on it, and the whole restaurant, every employee in the restaurant was black.
Yeah.
And nobody thought anything of it.
Well, they might have thought.
Who
they
knows
didn't
what
say
they,
anything.
They didn't. The thing is this delivery guy, I mean... The manager could the black manager could very easily have said, get out of here and don't come back.
What are you doing?
You're nuts, you know? It would be very easy. I don't get it. I'm baffled by the whole thing.
He says, I immediately told the class that I don't support what it stands for, but some still branded me as a racist. Just because he simply said that people should be free to fly it if they want.
Of course.
People do not understand that you cannot just pick and choose what is freedom of speech. I continue to explain my philosophy, but people just choose not to understand. One of the kids in my class continued to say, hey, Bob, what about that? What about my freedom to beat you up? Isn't that freedom of speech? I said, no, that's an initiation of force, and it doesn't fall under freedom of speech. People just don't understand. But I continue to spread the words of freedom to all of the ignorant people. From Bob. He says, thanks, and freedom rockers unite.
Yeah.
Fuck on. 800-259-9231. So it's good to know, you know, that, and we see it all the time on this show, man. Which, I mean, as Free Talk Live continues to get out there, and we've been doing this show for over 3 years now, we keep running across young people that like this message, that absorb this message, and then they transmit it out, because we've, you know, the younger generation certainly has a grip on the internet that I think a lot of, you know, George Bush's age don't have. Not to say that there aren't people that age that don't have the ability to that don't have the ability to use the internet, but I think certainly it's more of a young person's playground, if you will. Don't you agree?
I think so.
The internet is more something that the young people are really more attracted to and comfortable with. I mean, they've been using it.
All the statistics are clear on that.
They've been using it since they were kids. They're experts at it.
The facility with which young people use the internet, too. We're not talking about email here. You know, it's the ability. They use all the aspects of it as opposed to just, well, I exchange letters with my friends back home.
Yeah, exactly. 800-259-9231. So I think that there's a real future in libertarianism. Although we had another email. I thought for some reason that was it. We had another email from another young person who thought that we should give up on the older people. And that's not the right approach. I mean, while it's certainly true that if you are younger, then your mind is likely to be a little bit more open to new ideas, I don't think that means that older people are hopeless. I don't think that means they're hopeless cases. It just takes a little bit more effort. It might take a little bit more time, a little bit more persuasion to bring somebody who's a little more set in their ways around to the side of liberty. And some of them just happens on their own. Windquake, one of our listeners from Indianapolis, he just one day just it came to him. He realized it was just enough. He'd had it with this big government. He was sick and tired of the war on drugs, and he wasn't even a drug user. It was that guy that was prevented from buying the Sudafed.
Yeah.
When he went to the store. Sometimes there's just that straw. There's just that last straw that breaks their status backs, if you will, and brings them on over to the side of liberty. And so hopefully Free Talk Live will be that straw for a lot of people. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Let's see. Let's talk about religion coming up. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just enough time to slip your call in if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
800-259-9231. We want you to visit our website at freetalklive.com. And take note, we give you everything for free. Go ahead. Look around at those other talk shows' websites. Yeah, you know who they are. Those other guys. The big name guys. They've got all kinds of stuff, but you can't get to it unless you pay them. Well, we give you everything for free. The archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the wiki, the updates, live streaming, and more. All of it's on the house at freetalklive.com. And we just simply ask you for voluntary support. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. But if you can, for $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And the money, by the way, it doesn't go to paychecks. It goes to support the show. It goes to advertise, market, and promote the show. That's where AMP comes from. It means that we take that money in, we put it right back out into advertising for Free Talk Live. We get on more radio stations as a result, get on more internet listeners as a result. AMP.freetalklive.com is the place to go to learn more. AMP.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the final goal of the AMP program is to reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. We're serious about that. AMP.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have been very disappointed in Republicans, therefore I'm thinking about changing my registration.
Excellent.
But I'd never vote Democratic again, and I would like to have known more about libertarianism because there's an alternative to sitting out the midterm election completely and let the Democrats win.
Right.
I've been really disappointed, especially about Bush's doing nothing about shutting off the influx of illegal Mexicans coming in from the southern border and as well as other undesirables. And
you know, we actually talked about this in the first hour of the show, the immigration issue, and I understand that you're concerned with it, but what exactly in your mind is wrong with immigrants?
I didn't say anything wrong with immigrants. I'm talking about illegals.
Well, wait a minute. The reason why it's illegal is because some politicians in Washington, D.C. passed a bunch of laws in regards to immigration. What if those laws weren't there? Then they wouldn't be illegal anymore, would they?
Well, they'd have tuberculosis, they'd have syphilis, they'd have criminal
records.
Right,
so they shouldn't be able to come here and get healing. They shouldn't be able to visit doctors here in this country to make themselves better, right?
You know, you guys are as irrational as the damn Democrats. I think I'll just sit out the elections.
All right, sit it out then. See you later. 800-259-9231. We'll find somebody else who's actually open-minded. Oh, tuberculosis. They're all going to die. What, do you think they're not coming through anyway? He just said he thought George Bush was letting them through. There's Border Patrol down there. They're checking cars. They're doing their jobs. They're trying to prevent people from coming through, but you can't fight against the black market. When you say, there's no immigrants allowed to come through without following the law, well, that just means that the mafia gets involved and starts trucking them in. And they just pay off the Border Patrol. It doesn't have anything to do with Bush letting them come in.
Look, I mean, the marijuana's illegal.
Yeah.
That's coming across the border.
Yeah.
They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons. People want what we've got here, and they're going to do what it takes to get it.
Yeah, that's right. Admittedly, it's a little bit harder to move people than it is to move product, but nonetheless, the mafia does it. They do it from China.
How do they get them from China? I mean, that's...
Load them up on freighter ships, put them inside containers, and bring them into the country that way. Sure, some of them die in transit, but what does the mafia care?
And think about it from a small government point of view. I don't want to keep immigrants away from out of this country. Why should I have to pay taxes so that you can support secure the border because you want to?
Oh, the diseases, they're going to get you, man. Which the diseases?
You know what? I'm not worried about getting tuberculosis.
Nor am I. I believe in science. I am concerned with freedom. I just want liberty, and I want that. That means I should be free to come and go as I please. We're going to be back on Monday
night. Trading freedom for safety.
7 o'clock Eastern.
If you do that, you'll never have either.
7 o'clock Eastern time is when we're live. We'll see you online at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.